this is the planning and development portion of the Wednesday, July 10th, 2019 PDAC meeting. Let's start with the introductions of the committee members. If the new Yates would like to. Yep.
Hi.
Just say your name and then and we're going to see.
John Poole, County Board Supervisor, District 20.
Mike Scope, County Board Supervisor, District 19.
Andy Buehler, Kenosha County Planning and Development.
Zach Rodriguez, County Board, District 8.
Mark Maridio, County Board, District 21.
April Webb, Planning Office.
And Aaron Decker, County Board Supervisor, District 22, and Chair of the Committee. Andy, the legal postings in the paper?
Yes, the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. It was posted on June 27th and July 2nd.
Thank you, Andy. And so we will start with agenda item number 5.
Number 5 is M&W Properties LLC, 8020 Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105 owner. Woodrow Edgel, 8020 328th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105 agent. Requesting a conditional use permit to allow an expansion of an existing construction contractor's warehouse in the B5 Wholesale Trade and Warehousing District on tax parcel number 954-119-014-0101. The map for this is on the screen there on Highway 50 by the railroad tracks, and the property is B5. It already has an existing business, Drywall Plus, and then from a standpoint of the building that's being looked at, you have that in your file. Maybe we can make it a little smaller. You can see where the building is going to be on the property from the existing building here on the left. And we have the petitioner here, and if you want to just state your name and address, Woody, and then state what you're doing and why, and then I can fill in anything else.
Yeah, my name is Woodrow T. Edgel.
Speaking to the mic.
Yep.
Woodrow T. Edgel, the owner of Drywall Plus Incorporated. And I'm building an extra building for storage of drywall equipment, personal items like my own chair, which is my main thing that I was going through. And just one big building, no rooms, electric will be in there, heat will be in there, concrete floor, the pavement will be asphalt, just like the other building is. It's going to be identical to the other building, three sides, blue, plus a top, four windows, same lighting, same lobby lighting, pretty much conditional use, exactly the same as the first building.
Thank you. Andy, do you have anything to add?
Just to really let the committee know is that the previous conditional use and all conditional uses always require an amendment to be made if there's any new buildings, and that's why this is being brought before the committee, because it is a new building on an existing property with a contractor's yard, although all storage is inside.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Andy. Does any of the committee have any questions?
So why do we have the hours of operation only from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.? I mean, don't you?
That's what they wanted me to.
Press the button. Oh, you don't have to hold it. Just lift your hand up.
That was a condition they required. They didn't want a lot of traffic coming in out of the building because of Highway 50. So the conditions, because I told them, I usually meet people in the morning. You get going, you leave. I don't come back in the day. So they wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to run a business out of there and people coming in and out all day long. And there's no people coming in and out of there all day long. We're not running a business out of there. We're not selling nothing. So they asked me. It was their idea. I don't know if it was a state or county, those conditions. And I agreed to them. I said, I got no problem with that because that's what exactly we're doing.
So would that work better for you if it was 7 to 7? Back late from a job or something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they didn't really pursue that issue a lot. I mean, you know, in the morning I get there with my guys, 3 to 4 to 5, sometimes 8 people, other kinds of these different. You know, they don't do over the day schedule. We're doing takeoff and we're down for the day. Sometimes they come back at the end of the day, just to count inventory. Sometimes they don't. You know, it's hit and miss. So I don't know if you want to change it, something. It doesn't matter to me.
So you don't feel it's a problem?
No, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I don't live there. I don't even have a mailbox there. I have an office there. It's just like a storage or equipment. Terrible and personal.
Who's they? Your
work, people that work for me.
No. Who was, sorry. You mentioned they wanted.
Turn it off.
You mentioned they wanted you to confine or restrict your hours of operation. 7 to 6.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was Ben. It was this committee. I think it was either the village, township. I'm not sure who it was, but it was a concern about traffic coming out of the place. And they weren't sure that I was, at first they didn't know I was using this for a warehouse. They actually thought I was going to run a business out of it because I got to drive off a plus sign. It's on this market, my business. I'm not running a business out of it. I lived down the road 2 blocks away from the lane, which my office is. So they were concerned about the traffic because the bridge is a big issue. But the state wanted the road next to the bridge. And Ben didn't want the road next to the bridge. But everyone was fighting back and forth about this issue. The state got the way they wanted it, the road in front of the bridge. They said eventually somebody was going to tap into the back of the commercial industrial park. This is the state's home. And they wanted to go there for the future. So I said, I don't care where you go to the road. But the main concern that the county has was traffic. So when I told them what I wanted to use it for, they wanted to put it right, just so we're all on the same page, what we use this building for. And that's why they gave me that condition, just to make sure that I did comply with not having a lot of traffic going in and out of the place.
Thank you. Andy, is that accurate?
I don't remember exactly as to how the hours got put into place on that.
Would that be?
It could have been through the state. It could have been through the town. It could have been through the committee at that time. That was some years ago. I'd have to look into it to find out exactly how that came about. But, I mean, I guess at this point, we haven't received any complaints at all, and the owner hasn't had any issues.
Good. And I guess the key thing is that, you know, he comes back late from a job. It's 7 or 8 o'clock. It's not an issue, right?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes I get there at 4 o'clock. It's never a day. I mean, I get my days 12, 14 hour day. Sometimes I'm back at 3. Sometimes I'm back at 5. Sometimes I have to go back.
Okay.
It's never the same time of day, that's for sure.
Thank you.
My schedule brings me.
Thank you. Okay, Supervisor Rodriguez.
Can he get punished per se if somebody sees a truck there loading at 7:30 or something after?
Well, I guess if we received complaints, we would be able to notify him about it. I mean, it is a requirement of his conditional use permit, but we haven't had any. There's no neighbors around out there.
And then why are we making it paved? Do you want it paved? Would you prefer to say
they recommend, they told me I had payments. It was one of the conditions they came up with when we were going to build this. They told me I'll give you whatever you want. The township wanted it to look pretty. They didn't want anything ugly on Highway 50. So I told them, fine, you know, what do you want? So they asked me to make, I don't know if it was a township or a Kenosha, they wanted me to have asphalt. I didn't care. Asphalt looks nice, so I got no problem with asphalt. I really keep it asphalt because I like it better. And it plows better, snow, gravel will plow well. It's a lot more expensive, but I want it to look nice because I'm marketing my business at the same time. So to me, I didn't have a problem decking it out. So they're the ones that wanted it. I actually did what they wanted. They wanted the brick, 3 sides, it's no problem. They wanted cupolas, no problem. They wanted more windows, they gave more windows. The township wanted to put a lot of pine trees on, so I came here with showed this is what I want to do. They said they want more, so I gave them more, and they finally approved it. They wanted it to look nice, and I had no problem with it. I just told them, you tell me what you want, and I've got to deliver. So I can up there put spruce trees in front of it, but shrubs go in the window, and I want to make it look nice.
I applaud you for wanting to make it look nice. I think they made you jump through too many hoops, but.
Well, they did, but, you know, they had a problem. That bridge was a problem, you know. I don't know. I went through a lot of hoops to build it, but I told them, you know, let's make it happen. Instead of finding the reason why not to make it happen, was find a way to make it happen. I'll give you whatever you want. You know, just tell them what you want. They made this a big conditional use. They said, this is what we want. If you want to build this building, you have to follow this. I says, done, you know. And I don't got a problem, you know. But anyway, you know, at first I thought it was an overkill. I just wanted a pole barn. This one is a pole barn. But I understand the township. They want to, you know, they said a lot of people build these pole barns and they have stuff laying all over the place. It was trashy and it was terrible. And I didn't want them thinking I was going to be that way. And I wasn't going to be that way, you know, because I'm marketing my business. I wanted to, you know, it reflects how I operate. You know, needy, clean. So, I get a problem. That's what I got a budget for, asphalt. I really got a price for, you know.
His building looks very nice right now.
I mean, I'm sure it does. I just, I don't have a problem with that. I just think they made you do way too many things, Mike. And, you know, trees and do this and that.
He should just be thankful he's not in Pleasant Prairie.
Is there anything in this, in the conditions for use?
Bothers
you or 10 years?
I've looked at it in 10 years, but I remember pretty much everything. They want low voltage lights so it doesn't affect people on the highway. And I don't got a problem with that. I don't want to blow it out. Look at stupid looking. The lights are perfect wattage.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, you know, the time out, you know, like I said, I'm not hardly there in the mornings. It's pretty much it.
Supervisor Nordegan?
So there's no water or anything in this new building because
you're
satisfying that with the current.
Yeah, I got a bathroom in the other one.
Right. And then there's no general public, there's no retail. This is all strictly you're selling to contractors.
Yeah, I install drywall.
Right.
I'm a contractor. Right. I was on the street.
So it's really.
I don't sell drywall as much.
Yeah.
My suppliers bring the drywall to the job sites.
Yeah, and I agree. The supervisor back at your current building is a nice building, and it's going to be a nice setup.
Yeah,
I'll support it.
Thank you. Tom. Anyone else?
John's got one.
Well, sorry.
On number 12 there, it says there shall be no outside storage materials, equipment, or vehicles. Is that bothering you?
No, that's why I want to move the building because I'm maxed out. It's across the building. I can't move. I mean, I got to build it. It's a room.
So that's the thing. If I've been by there many times, it's a very nice building.
There's a scaffolding there, a lot of paint machine, generators, stuff.
No trucks.
You know, a lot of personal items. I'm maxed out. So I got to start getting storage sets again and those trucks. So they told me before I could build this building. In fact, you're the ones that this is the your outfit told me what he wanted me to build a building. I had someone else before. They said, why don't you put it over here? So in the future, you can build there. So I said, this is a good idea. So, less arguments later, you know. Otherwise, where I wanted it, I would have groomed it to the point where I could have built it. So Ben was nice enough to tell me, if you are thinking about a building, relocate it. And I said, what do you want? So I told him.
Thank you. Thank you, Anyone else? Okay. Anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against the petition? Seeing none. Amy from the town?
This item went before the Wheatland Village Board, Town Board on July 8th, and it was passed.
Motion to approve the conditional use as submitted with the conditions as stated.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Supervisor Splitsky to approve and a second by Supervisor Poole. Any further discussion or questions from the committee? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, I, try to call on first to vote yay or nay. If you want to approve it, you say yay. If you don't, say nay. Okay. Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 Are you done talking about it?
No, we were talking about the CUP.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes.
So, Woody, we're just going to have you sign the conditional use permit that you're agreeing to all those conditions.
Okay, moving on, agenda item number six, comprehensive plan,
Number six is the public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment, planning, development, extension, education committee. This is regards to the approval of a draft annual report, a multi-jurisdictional plan for Kenosha County 2035. This is the 2017 annual report. And so every year we convene all the communities in the county. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we go through all the changes that each community has made and take a look at the comprehensive plan if there needs to be any updates to it. And so this report that we have here is modeled after the same format that we've been using over the years, and the committee reviewed it as it was presented, approved it, and with that we bring it before this committee for approval and then to the county board. Again, it's basically a synopsis of all the changes that occurred in all the communities in Kenosha County from 2018.
Any questions from the committee?
Were you at that meeting, Adam?
No, my son was sick that day, so I didn't do this.
Who was it? Else was on it?
The vice chair of that is John Holloway, and then there's representatives from every community.
Thank you, Supervisor Poole. Anyone else?
Were there any issues, Andy, with regards to what changes are being proposed by anybody?
No, there wasn't. Most of the discussion was in regards to looking to the future as to if the comprehensive plan will need to have any major or minor updates when the 2020 census is completed. So that's kind of the main point, I think, that we've had last year and the year before as all the communities to try to determine to what extent will all the communities want to do in the future.
And so all the communities looked it over. You guys have looked it over. Any issues, you're good to go.
We're good to go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Switzke. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? And there's a second.
Motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment as submitted.
Sorry.
I have a motion by Supervisor Switzke and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any further questions or comments from the committee? Is this a roll call?
Better do it just
okay.
In case.
All right. Meetings and governance, how do you vote?
Yay.
What was it?
When in doubt.
When in doubt, okay. Supervisor Poole?
Yes.
You have to say it, you can't just shake your head. Supervisor Stilinski?
Aye.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
Aye.
Supervisor Nordegan?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker votes aye. Motion passes. Agenda item number seven, approval of minutes.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Nordegan and a second by Supervisor Splitsky. All youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number eight, citizen comments. There are no citizens here, so they are closed. Agenda item number nine, any other business allowed by law? Andy?
Next month we will have a meeting. We have three items regarding one property based on a comp plan change, a rezone, and a CSM.
Thank you, Andy. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. You can go ahead and vote. Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say aye.